June 22nd, 2005, item number 53. Today's guest is Eric from the Force.net podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into our interview with Eric, a few news and notes. First, I need to let you know if it sounds a little different today on the intro and the outgoing, that is because I am on a different mic. I am traveling today, and I'm using my portable mic. Not as good a sound quality, but it does a pretty good job. And also, I am inside the bathroom. No, this is not the daily download, but I have my computer outside the bathroom door, and I'm inside the bathroom, so you can't hear the fan noise. So I hope the acoustics are okay on that. They seem to be all right. As I mentioned in previous podcasts, I am at GnomeDex in Seattle this week, and I will be putting up some special podcasts this week from the show. As news and notes become available, I will post up special GnomeDex podcasts on this RSS feed only, and you can look for them. The titles will be 411_GDEX001002, depending on how many I put out. Now, on to some notes. Just want to mention that One America Committee has a new bookcast, which is part of their podcast feed. So if you're subscribed, you may want to look. You should have a new podcast in there. I am also going to play here a promo that was sent in to me from a 24-hour streaming site that's going to be streaming on the internet, podcasts only. I have signed up. I recommend that you go to the site, you look at it, and decide for yourself if this is something you want to do. They claim they will not be adding commercials. They will not be inserting commercials. They will be streaming just podcasts. So go ahead and check them out. Here's the promo they sent me. There was no compensation. I'm playing this because I believe in it and I signed up for it. You have to make your choice.
My fellow casters, this July 4th, the podcasting nation declares its independence.
And a revolution.
Introducing Café de Sol Radio, a 24/7 internet radio station that provides a fresh, grassroots alternative to terrestrial radio through podcast. If you have an existing podcast or produce print content that you intend to migrate to an audio format, or have radio experience, consider submitting your show or show ideas today for serious review. Please visit us today at www.cafedesolradio.com or submit your show's RSS feed to podcasts@cafedesol.com. And remember, the fate of the nation is in your hands. Tell a friend. Hell, tell two friends. And be sure to tune in on July 4th. Godspeed, fellow casters, and long live the revolution.
I want to put in a quick note for anybody in the Kansas City area or is willing to travel to Kansas City. We have our podcasters meet up every second Saturday of the month. So the next one will be July 9th. So go to meetup.com and look for podcasters. I think we're podcasting group. We're number 15, and that's the Kansas City Podcasters Meetup. Sign up. Love to see you at the next Kansas City Podcasters Meetup. I received an email about 15 minutes ago from Odeo, and I have an invite to Odeo. I just logged into their site. I'm going to go and look at it more thoroughly, and I'll let you know what I think. Some of you may have heard of Odeo. I now have access to get into the Odeo system. I'll let you know what I think of it. That's going to be it for the news and notes right now. We're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Eric. Here we go. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And first question I always ask is, what was your first computer?
I guess my first computer was probably a Commodore 64. I remember I had one of those, managed to pick up the floppy drive for it, which is about the cost of the computer itself back then. And that was my first computer, and I think my second one was an Apple IIc.
Both very popular computers back in the early 80s, mid-80s.
Yeah, way back in the day. I actually used to BBS off of my Commodore 64.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
Well, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, actually, to tell you. My first experience with podcasting was, I'm sure you're aware of the new Battlestar Galactica TV series.
Absolutely.
Well, I was checking out the sci-fi.com website, and I saw that they were doing audio commentary tracks for the episodes, I think starting with episode 9 through to episode 13. And they were talking about something called a podcast, and I'd never heard of it before. I was familiar with RSS feeds and news aggregators and stuff like that. So I started looking at this, and I said, wow, this is incredible. This is great. And so I started thinking, doing Google searches on podcasting, and without really actually listening to any of the shows, I started reading up on what it was and what people were doing with it. And I thought, hey, I could do this. So to be honest with you, I actually started doing my own podcasting before I'd listened to any, unless you want to count the audio commentary from the Battlestar Galactica episodes. So I kind of did it backwards, I guess.
Well, no, we'll count that one. I mean, that's a pretty popular one. A lot of people are listening to that. And I'd love to get him on here. So Ronald Moore, if you're out there, come on the show.
He seems like a good guy. He seems pretty involved in the fan community, which is kind of nice for, you know, a producer of a popular fan franchise like that to be that involved with the fans is pretty good.
Yeah, I've sent a couple of emails to there, but I'm sure they never even make it to him. So anybody knows Ronald Moore and knows how I can get a hold of him, please send me an email. I'd love to have him on the show and talk to him about that.
To answer your question otherwise, as far as the first legitimate podcast I listened to, the first one I was listening to regularly was probably, I checked out the Daily Source Code just because it was the one that everybody was talking about. I kind of hopped over to other things like Cinecast and DVD Talk Radio.
Okay. Yep.
And some of the other, I'm a big movie fan, so I was checking out some of the other movie-related podcasts. KCRW's The Treatment, some others like that.
Are there any other podcasts you're listening to now or recently that you've gotten into?
Based on the story I just told you about how I kind of did things backwards, I've been trying to catch up recently. So I've been sampling a lot of different podcasts, a lot of the popular ones like Dawn and Drew Show, Keith and the Girl, stuff like that. The ones I'm finding really interesting actually are yours, the one on Ultimate Podcasting. This Week in Tech is pretty good with the guys that used to do the Screensaver show on Tech
Leo
TV.
Leo LaPorte, yep.
And Michael Stackpole, who wrote a lot of the BattleTech novels and some of the more popular Star Wars novels, he just put up his own podcast on writing in general. And it's kind of an instructional thing on how to break into the writing industry and tips and techniques on how to do your writing and stuff. And it's actually a really well-produced podcast, and it's both interesting and educational. So it's called The Secrets, and I've been checking that out, too. It's pretty good.
I'll find it and put that link in the show notes. Definitely.
Cool.
I hardly ever mention it, but I do have show notes up, and I always put links to all those podcasts that are mentioned. So if you hear a podcast mentioned, go to the homepage. There's always the thing that says show notes, and go to that, and you can find the links to these.
Okay.
Tell our listeners about the content of your show and what your show is all about.
Okay, well, I actually do two shows. I'll start with the less listened to one of the two because it'll be faster to get out of the way. My personal site is randomchatter.com, and it's really just a site I started up because of my group of friends. I'm kind of the guy that keeps up with all the movie news. I keep up with stuff that, you know, not even coming out for a couple of years yet. And so I kind of set that up as a point of reference for them to, you know, so that they don't have to check with 10 or 15 different websites. They can just go to mine and see all the news on upcoming movies. And that was really my first experience with podcasting. I did about two or three episodes for that, and then I got off into this other project I'll talk about in a second. But I'm going back and revisiting that now, and I've just yesterday put up the first of the new series of podcasts there. So I'm going to keep that going with both movie reviews and with upcoming movie news. I'm going to be collecting information from a bunch of popular movie sites like AintItCoolNews.com, ComingSoon.net, IESB.net, Cinescape.com, various different movie websites across the internet, and kind of aggregating all the news together and giving people the scoop on what's coming out, things like that. Like I said, I kind of transitioned out of that into something else. I've been a big Star Wars fan since as long as I can remember, and there's a little website out there called TheForce.net, which is
just a small site.
Yeah. And obviously, it's a huge fan community. They've got everything there from fan films to comic books to they cover the novels to obviously Star Wars news, which especially over the last 6 years with the prequels coming out has been kind of a big thing. And I realized, you know, hey, this whole podcasting thing is just starting to take off and they don't have a podcast there. And I bet this is something they could really take advantage of. So I contacted them and said, hey, you guys don't have a podcast. I'm kind of starting to mess around with this, and I can do one for you if you want. And, you know, you guys wouldn't have to worry about the production of it or getting any of the equipment. I'll take care of all of that for you if you'll let me do it. And so I talked with Philip Wise, the guy who's one of the co-owners of TFN, and he loved the idea. He wasn't familiar with podcasts either. And to be honest, I'm not sure he still is.
Which is good for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, it worked out perfect.
Yeah, it worked out really well. He loved the idea of an internet radio show for TFN, and it's really taken off. I get just tons of email all the time on it. We're getting a lot of downloads, and it's really taking off. It's going really well.
I wanted to get you on because I am a uber Star Wars geek, as my listeners know. I mean, I was one of those wait online, wear the Jedi outfit. Now, I didn't wear it this time because my wife hid my Jedi outfit in the move, and she said to me, if you can find it, you can wear it.
Ah, smart lady.
Yeah, so I couldn't find it. I don't know where she did with it, but I have a nice Jedi outfit.
Well, I do want to point out, a lot of people get the misconception that, you know, Star Wars fan sites and stuff like this are for the uber geeks and the people who, you know, they live Star Wars. And that's really not true. I mean, a lot of people who check out theforce.net are just people who, you know, they're interested in movies in general, and they happen to really like the Star Wars movies. They don't necessarily collect the toys. They don't have Jedi outfits. They don't go to the conventions, but they enjoy the Star Wars fictional universe, and they just kind of casually check it out. So we have, you know, way more casual fans than we do, you know, diehard uber geeks that check out the site. And that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions about the site, actually.
What are some of the things that people can expect to hear on your podcast?
Well, I'm kind of in a phase right now where I'm starting to branch out into a couple of different experimental segments. But traditionally, so far for the show, I've covered any interesting news that's been out. And obviously, with the release of Episode 3 leading up to that, there was all kinds of news out there. And the big thing in the news right now is the announcement of the upcoming television series that's going to be released in 2007. That's going to be a live-action TV series, and there's an animated one coming out in 2006. So there's still a lot of people don't realize this. They think, you know, with the last movie, it's all over. But there's still going to be novels, comic books, and two television series. And the live-action television series alone is going to produce 100 hours of new Star Wars content. And if you look back at all six films, that's only 12, 13 hours worth of content.
Right.
Versus 100. I mean, there's a lot more Star Wars content that's going to be coming out there. And so the news is actually going to continue. In addition, I do a lot of commentary pieces. There's so much going on in the Star Wars universe, both from the aspect of what's going on in the fiction and in the aspect of what's going on with the fan community in general. And there's a lot of charity events and people kind of doing their own things, where people, you know, are droid builders and they build their own fully functional R2-D2 robots versus people who do fan films and fan fiction. So I do a lot of commentary stuff where I kind of give people a different approach and a different way of looking at things in the Star Wars universe. I do segments where I talk to different people in the Star Wars community who are involved in different, more specialized aspects to kind of expose those type of things to people. And finally, I do interviews. I got a lot of interviews from the Celebration 3 convention in Indianapolis, and I've only released a few of them so far. I've decided to kind of leak them out over time to spread them out a little bit. Upcoming, I've got a couple of things we haven't done yet for the podcast. I'm going to be doing some like roundtable discussions where I'll have a few guests and we'll kind of sit and discuss different things that are going on. For the most part, everything's been a monologue so far. And sometimes it's a kind of a nice change of pace to listen to people discuss things and have a little banter going on. So I'll have that. And then there's, I've been talking about a secret project I've been working on for a while. I'm kind of hesitant to say too much about it. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to record some commentaries for the films.
Okay.
And just, you know, fan commentaries, kind of get a perspective of the films from the fans' point of view. And especially now that Episode 3 has come out, a lot of people want to go back and rewatch the original films and see how everything kind of fits together. So I think that that'll probably be pretty well received. We'll try one or two and see how it goes.
Tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website, and both of them.
Okay, well, the podcast for TheForce.net is at www.theforce.net/podcast. My personal podcast can be found at www.randomchatter.com. And in the upper right, there's the links there for the XML feeds.
For doing your podcast, how often do you release a new podcast?
Well, it depends. When the convention was going on for Star Wars and when Episode 3 was coming out, I did them a little bit more frequently. And right now, I'm releasing the ones for TheForce.net about once a week. I shoot for twice a week, but it really depends on what's going on with the news and what's going on behind the scenes. Right now, I've been trying to do a few different things for upcoming segments that haven't been done yet. Like I mentioned before, the commentaries and the roundtable discussion and things like that. So a lot of my free time has been spent on trying to move those things forward. So I've only been doing about one a week for the last 3 weeks or so. In about another week or two, I'll be back on track with getting two out per week. And that's also the schedule I keep for my own personal site too, two per week.
For the Star Wars one, how long does it take you to think of, edit, record, and do a whole podcast?
It takes quite a while.
This is the part where I scare all the newbie people that want to be a podcaster. And they go, what do you mean I got to do 10 hours of work to do a 15-minute podcast?
Thank goodness you said 10 hours, because I was going to go for a number about that close. And I'm like, oh, that'll scare people. You'd be surprised. It really depends on what type of podcast you're doing. For the type of podcast I do, like I said before, I do a lot of news and I do a lot of commentary. The news, I've actually got to hunt down the news and compile it. And for the commentary, I've actually got to come up with a commentary piece, come up with how I want to present it. And it's almost like a piece of composition, which actually actually is another point. When I first started out doing this, I just tried to kind of wing it. I would just sit down with a microphone and talk. And I realized that I'd have to go back and edit out what I was saying so often that I decided to come up with an outline of everything I did. And then I realized even that wasn't good enough. I can type fast enough. I type in about 100 words a minute. I actually sit down and, I've spent half my life typing, it seems like. I'm at the point now, I script out word for word the entire podcast show, and then I go back and record it. Okay. So it does take a little bit of time to actually do the composition for that, but it saves me a lot of work in post-production.
Now, you don't sound like you're reading. What are some of the tricks that you can tell people about how you keep your voice inflection from sounding like you're reading?
There are two things. If you notice, if you ever listen to any of the shows where I do listener feedback and I'm reading emails from the people who write in, you can tell the difference. When I write something myself, I've written it, so it's personalized. I was the one that came up with that thought, so it flows very easily when I read it. And another thing that helps when I go back to read it is, if there's a word I'm going to emphasize, then I'll type it out in all caps. Like, for example, in that last sentence, I would have typed out the word emphasize in all caps. And that really helps out a lot when you're just trying to scan through what you've written down. It really helps you, the inflection that you give in the podcast. The other thing to do, too, if you listen to either other podcasts or even, television news or radio news, people have a radio voice and they don't necessarily have when they're talking to people in general. And you learn that if you speak very monotone, kind of like Ben Stein is very popular for doing, it makes for kind of a boring show. Mm-hmm. So you really have to force yourself, almost train yourself, to kind of put a little bit of liveliness into your voice and change the pitch and the speed and the volume of what it is you're saying. So that's just something I think that it can be learned. It doesn't have to be just a natural talent for it. You can learn it and it'll come with time. I think that's something that's really important for a podcast. If it's something, a lot of people worry about the audio production and quality of the podcast and stuff, and it is something that's really important. But even if your audio quality isn't perfect, if you can present yourself in an articulate manner and vary the way in which you verbally present the podcast, it'll still be interesting to listen to. And it has to be audibly interesting to listen to for somebody to really keep up with it. Otherwise, even if you've got good content, you're going to put your listeners to sleep. It can take a long time doing podcasts. But the thing to remember is it can also be the type of thing where you sit down with a microphone and you record yourself for a half hour or 45 minutes and that's it. I know that there are some people out there who don't get all obsessed with the production side of things. If you're looking to start out and just want to sit down and do a podcast where you're just kind of chatting with people or something like that, just sit down and do it. Don't get intimidated with all the production side of things and how long things are going to take. You'll kind of get a feel for how you want to do your podcast as you go along, but just sit down and do it.
Well, Eric, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Eric from the Force.net podcast. You can check out his podcast at www.theforce.net/podcast. I highly recommend you check out his site. Great podcast. Eric, thanks for coming on the show. Well, we're going to go ahead and end it quickly here today. Before we leave, at the end, we're going to play a promo. Today's promo is from My Marilyn. It's a podcast about Marilyn Monroe. Until the next time, this is Rob from Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different.
I got a fever and inflammation, that's what I got. You turn the heat on me, some like it hot.
Hi, everyone. My name is Melinda Mason. I'm the host of My Marilyn, the world's first Marilyn Monroe podcast. The reviews are in, and there's lots of opinions. What's yours?
Very nice, some girl.
I think it's very nice, but I'd rather it were me.
I said, what has Marilyn Monroe got that a million other women have and prefer not to show?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, it's pretty vulgar, if you ask me.
So come on and see what everyone's talking about at www.marilynmonroe.ca/podcast.